Thank you. Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr, and she's Amy Ryan of Martinson Ag Risk Management, giving us a little analysis of what happened on Wednesday's ag market trade.
Yep, wheat was definitely leading the grains today. Of course, there's a few issues for that. U.S. Southern Plains are supposed to be dry the next 10 days, slowing down the wheat growing down there. Worldly, there's a lot of other wheat countries are having some drought issues right now. Of course, the thing that set the markets off yesterday was the escalation between Israel and Iran. Also, Russia attacked some port infrastructure in Odessa overnight. That's also adding to the support there. And yet, corn's kind of just along for the ride of that. Soybeans, though, what they're watching is more South American weather, and there is some rain in the forecast for northern Brazil, which desperately needs it. And also, China is on holiday all week, so they will not be buying any soybeans this week.
Dave Spickler of Lighthouse Commodities.
So we had another good day for corn and wheat. They both extended their short-term highs here, moved to new highs. December corn got to 434, and actually December wheat got to 652, highest levels they've been since early July. Soybeans still are holding near their recent highs, but for a fourth day in a row that they failed to make new highs on beans, and then they ended up closing slightly lower. Corn and wheat both gave back about half their gains on the day by the time we closed here. So you've actually had a sequence of things here over the last 3 weeks, just starting with the Fed interest rate cut, and then you had real dry weather in Brazil as they started planting. The Hurricane Helene devastation, besides the human toll, actually disrupted some soy crush plants and actually had some impacts on the southeastern U.S. crop. Then more recently here, bullish stocks report for corn on Monday. The Iran-Israel confrontation reaching ahead, head here with them lobbing missiles into Israel yesterday was really supportive to energies and pulled corn up with it and the rest of grains. Overnight here, it sounds like Egypt really bid aggressively on a tender for wheat, almost like a panic buying in the face of this geopolitical escalation over there. And that's what had wheat, the driver today. So you've kind of had just a series of things that have helped support grains as they came off what now amounts to their seasonal lows here a few weeks ago. I'd obviously, it's worth disclaiming as always, that from a human perspective, there's a million things that are just deeply troubling just in our myopic, how does this affect our grain markets? It's certainly really bullish, for energy prices, the extent of that disruption. And then if you pull into just a broader, you don't have to leap very far to how you have Iran and Russia having close ties, Ukraine having close ties to the U.S., and just a broadening regional political area. So it definitely keeps energy traders on edge, which spills directly into grains now with some renewable diesel and ethanol being such a big part of the. So it's definitely a longer-term, more supportive story if they don't ease those tensions, if that continues to escalate.
And then there's always Point Counterpoint from Todd Horowitz on AgriTalk.
Now we're getting, I think, the inflation trade, and I think we're another couple of positive days away from forcing the shorts to start to come out of the market, which would be obviously big. I don't want them to come out at once. I want them to kind of peace out, because I think we have a chance for a long rally in the fourth quarter here in the grain markets. They look really good. And unfortunately, interest rates have not gone up 10 days in a row since they cut. So, again, that cut isn't for you. It's just for the banks so they can make more money, not to help the individuals. I think the inflation trade is coming, which is good. We need to get these prices higher because, unfortunately, as you've watched crude oil and other things the last couple of days, those things are going up too, which is not good for farmers because the input costs are going up again.
Todd Horowitz on AgriTalk yesterday. All right, let's stay positive now with the weather forecast on Inside Agriculture.